Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 619. Is dieting bad for your health? And is cheese good for you? Both by Manali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. And I'm Dr. Anil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. So if you've been with me and listening all week, you may notice there's a trend. Dieting, getting back on track, staying accountable, being thankful. That is all by design. Here in the US, we just finished a four-day weekend of basically, let's just say, indulging ourselves with food and beverage. And for many, they feel as though a year's worth of hard work has gone out the window because they couldn't stay in control over these past 4 days of festivities. But that's not true. And hopefully, as you've been listening this week, you've realized that for yourself. So continuing with some of that theme, let's get right to our two posts today as we optimize your life. Is dieting bad for your health? By Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. You may have seen in the news articles about yo-yo dieting linked to increased rates of heart attack and stroke, even in otherwise healthy people. This isn't the first time medical studies have linked yo-yo dieting to negative outcomes for your health. So, what is yo-yo dieting? This is when you start a diet and lose weight, but then put the weight back on, presumably because you stopped the diet or it was a short-term diet like a cleanse. This can happen when you do extreme diets like a 7-day cleanse or a 30-day challenge if you're not able to maintain the changes you made long-term. Although your weight can go up and down for various reasons, it's generally assumed that for most people, it's from changes in your diet. Why is yo-yo dieting bad? The recent news articles about yo-yo dieting are based on a recent study that came out in the medical journal called Circulation. This study looked at about 6.7 million healthy people, so that's a large study. The researchers found that weight variability, which can be caused by yo-yo dieting, can increase your risk of heart attack and stroke, and can also negatively affect your blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels. Some of this information confirms prior data from smaller studies that yo-yo dieting can be bad for you long-term. Based on other data, yo-yo dieting could also lead you to be heavier or to lose less weight long-term. One theory is that if there's a lot of variability in your weight, it could lead to a long-term breakdown in your body weight regulatory system so that it ends up making it harder for you to lose weight long-term. What can you do about it? The best thing to do is to make healthy eating changes slowly. I know that's not as exciting as doing a cleanse or a challenge, and it's harder to post about these things on Instagram or Twitter, but it will be healthier for you long term. You could even start with eating one healthier meal 1 day a week, and then every week increase the number of healthy meals you're eating. This is so you can maintain these changes long term, but also so you can troubleshoot problems along the way. For example, what do you do when you have an unexpected meeting that throws off your eating schedule? Or what do you do when you have to eat a healthy breakfast when you're on vacation? You get the idea. If you're doing it gradually, you can figure out how to overcome different obstacles in your life that are keeping you from eating healthy. Is cheese good for you? By Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. A few months ago, I tried cashew cheese for the first time, and it's definitely an acquired taste. That brings up the question, is it even worth acquiring the taste? How healthy is dairy cheese for you? Will switching to a non-dairy cheese help you lose weight? Well, that depends on how much dairy cheese you're eating per day. If you're eating one serving or less, switching is probably not going to make that much of a difference. If you're eating more than one serving of dairy cheese a day, then there's a reason to consider switching to non-dairy alternatives. Dairy cheese is a good source of calcium and protein, but it also has unhealthy fat in it. Too much unhealthy fat can cause you to gain weight. It can also make it harder for you to lose weight and increase your risk for developing cardiovascular disease in the long term. So those are the reasons to consider switching. Nut milk cheeses. The most common alternatives I see are nut milk cheeses. For example, almond cheese or cashew cheese. It's definitely an acquired taste, but it does have less unhealthy fat than dairy cheese. Usually, nut milk cheeses have an equal amount of protein when compared to dairy cheeses. The amount of protein in one slice or 1 ounce of nut milk cheese should be about 5 to 10 grams. That would make it roughly equal to the amount you'd find in dairy cheese. Nut milk cheeses do have less calcium than dairy milk cheeses, so you would need to find alternative sources of calcium in your diet. The easiest option for calcium are green leafy vegetables like kale or spinach. If you're eating a lot of salads, then you're probably getting enough calcium in your diet. Other common options I see are oat milk cheeses and coconut milk cheeses. Of the ones I've seen so far, they don't have as good of a nutritional profile as nut milk cheeses. From what I've seen, they have less protein and less calcium than dairy milk cheese, although they also have less unhealthy fat. So, what should you do? If you're switching to a non-dairy cheese, I recommend nut milk cheeses when compared to those made from oat milk or coconut milk, because they do have less unhealthy fat and an equal amount of protein. Foods with healthy protein can help you feel full when you eat and will also help you maintain muscle when you're losing weight. And eating less unhealthy fat has many benefits, including helping you lose weight and lowering your risk for cardiovascular disease. You just listened to the posts titled, Is Dieting Bad for Your Health? And Is Cheese Good for You? Both by Monali Y. Desai of ifwewerefamily.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here. With all the news about butter is back and full fat cheese is perfectly fine, it's hard to make sense of these rules. It's hard to know which data are correct and which are wrong. Right now, I would honestly say that also don't go crazy about consuming butter all the time. Let's just think about consuming both of those in moderation. And when it comes to cheese, cheese in moderation means about 2 ounces a day. If you imagine a piece of string cheese, you know, the prepackaged string cheeses, one stick is about 1 ounce. When we're talking about cheddar cheese, think about 2 stacked dice. That would be about a serving of cheddar cheese. I know, it doesn't take much. Oh, and when it comes to yo-yo dieting, or basically having your weight constantly go up and down, up and down, my biggest concern is that, again, you're not really following a lifestyle. Instead, someone might be chasing the latest fad. But if we can find something that works, that you can stick to, that doesn't feel like a chore, then we're onto something. And it goes without saying that, of course, this should be nutritionally balanced as well. And I love the suggestion of just starting small. Even if you just swap out one snack to make it more nutritious, that's a step in the right direction. And watch what happens. The momentum will start to carry. Well, that wasn't so bad. I'll try changing my lunch next time. And then, oh, you know what? That wasn't too painful. How about I do the same tomorrow? And before you know it, you're on your path. You're on track to meet your goal of eating more nutritious meals. All right, before I go, if you want to meet some like-minded people and participate in bonus book giveaways and lots more, come join our Facebook group. You can search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook to find it and definitely request access. Or use the shortcut link. It's oldpodcast.com/Facebook. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.